that truth is the way the world is, because each of these things which are true are a matter of things being as they are believed to be. So there's something right in redundancy theory. It's something we use as a technique of avoiding having to say things in a long-winded way, but that shouldn't make us think that somehow or other truth is not a matter of correspondence. That is certainly the case. Truth must be a matter of correspondence. So now we've got the idea that truth is dependent on the world. Truth is a matter of reality. The great American philosopher Quine, Willard Van Orman Quine, who died a few years ago, said famously, "Nothing is true, but reality makes it so." In other words, he's saying that the only thing that can make a proposition true is reality being a certain way. Now, this brings up another question, which is the idea of the objectivity of truth. Sometimes people will talk about whether truth is objective or subjective or relative or absolute. Well, given what we've said so far, there's a clear sense in which truth is objective, because truth depends on something independently of us, something outside of our mind, something outside of our subjectivity. The truth of my belief that snow is white depends on snow, and snow is something outside of me. Right? That's what makes my belief that snow is white true. It's not dependent on something inside of me, anything about my mind. It's dependent on something outside of me. So truth is objective. It depends on something objective, something not subjective. Sometimes people get confused about this. They'll say, "Well, no, I don't understand what you're saying. How can truth be objective? How can the same thing be true for everybody? How can truth be a matter of the way things are independently of the mind? Because can't things be true for me and not true for you?" They say, this is what my students will often say to me, "But it's true for me that so-and-so. It may not be true for you." Okay, so what they think is that truth is relative. They say, "Well, it's true for me, it's not true for you. It's true for Westerners, it's not true for Easterners. It's true for people who live in this society, it's not true for people who live in another society." So isn't truth just relative to whoever you're considering, the society that you're in, who you are, what beliefs you hold? This is the relativist view of truth, the subjectivist view of truth. I think it's easy to see that this is basically a confused way of thinking. Let's look at the phrase, "true for me." What does the phrase "true for me" mean when people say it? Clearly what it means is, it's what they believe. If somebody says to me, "It's true for me that gambling is a good thing," what they presumably mean by that is they think gambling is a good thing. They take it to be the case. And it's not true for me that gambling is a good thing. Well, true for me, if it simply means belief, all they're saying when they say it's true for me is that they believe it. But that's not the question of truth at all. The question of truth is not whether you believe it. The question is whether what you believe is true. What you believe is not made true by the fact that you believe it. So we can see why that's so. If I believe that snow is black, is that true? I may believe it. Is it true? It depends on what colour snow is. If snow is really white, then what I believe is false. It's true for me that snow is black in the sense that I believe it, but it's not true that snow is black. Nothing could be made true by its being true for me. That is the sense, that is, that I believe it. So there's only one truth about something. There's only one colour that snow has. Well, it can be different shade. You can have dirt in it and so on, but there's only one. Dogs bark, right? Is it true that dogs bark? It is true that dogs bark. There's only one truth there. If somebody happens to believe that dogs don't bark, somebody happens to believe that dogs purr, they have a false belief, given that dogs bark. Again, let's be careful. This is not a question about how I know what's true. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe dogs don't bark. Maybe I've made a mistake. All my life I've heard barking, I've made under an enormous illusion. They really purr. That's perfectly consistent. We know from scepticism we can't rule it out. That's not a question about truth.